Well, good morning, and thank you for the chance to share a little bit about what the Lord has done in my life. I have some similarities to Sister Becky, who gave her testimony last week. I had the privilege of growing up in a preacher's home, and don't remember a time in my life where I wasn't under the preaching of the gospel, and I thank the Lord for that privilege. As a five-year-old boy, I remember being in a Bible class with my aunt, and the topic that morning was Jesus dying on the cross. And even as a little boy, I understood and thought how unfair it was that this perfect one died. And I remember having the question, why did they kill Jesus, this perfect one that I've heard about all my life? And of course, I knew just such a great person, and how unfair it is, you know, for a perfect one to be punished. And the answer very clearly was, well, Daniel, he died so that you wouldn't have to. He took the punishment that you deserved. And even as a little boy, and I got to tell you, at five, you know, I may not have had the understanding about sin that I have nowadays, but by God's grace and the Holy Spirit's work in my life, even as a five-year-old boy, I understood that I was a sinner. I understood things about like lying and disobeying my parents and different things, and may not have had the full concept, but I did understand that I was a sinner. And by God's grace, I trusted in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior as a five-year-old boy. Now, I'll tell you, as time went by and as I went on, I did struggle with doubts, as I think probably many do who trust the Lord at a young age. And I was just going to share with you a little bit more the kind of doubts that I had. At about 19, I joined the military. And the way that God would have it work out, I was sent to study the Arabic language and culture, and for the first time in my life came into contact daily with Muslims. I had Muslim teachers, and started to realize that I had a lot in common with some of these Muslims, some common beliefs, and it was very shocking to me, and I started to struggle. Well, how do I know that what I believe is right and what they believe is wrong? I mean, who's to say, right? Who am I to say that what I've got is truth or not? And I'll tell you this, two things that helped, and especially young people, the preacher's already addressed young people this morning, and young people, if I could share with you, so important, no matter what life throws your way, to stay in this book. Oh, what a rock this book has been in my life. Don't let sin or doubts or anything get you out of this book. If there's one thing my dad taught me, is stay in the Word of God. And I found such comfort in just a verse I wanted to end with and share with you in 1 John chapter 5. The Lord spoke such peace to me, and if I had time I could preach, I would love to preach the whole book of 1 John to you, but these verses here in particular drive it home. It says in 1 John 5:11, "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." And oh, how things became clear to me there. The Muslims and every other religion in the world will deny the deity of Jesus Christ. And Muslims will say, oh, he's a good person and maybe a prophet and all these things, but even the Muslims accuse Christians of being polytheists because we dare to say that God the Father had a Son. But I'll tell you what separates us from every other religion out there is that we worship the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And since that day, folks, let me tell you, I had trusted the Lord Jesus Christ earlier, but it cemented in me, and I have such a root by God's grace in the Son, Jesus Christ, and all that He has done for me. And if you don't know Him, and if you're wavering in this life, I sure do hope and pray that you would search and seek for Him and learn to place your trust in Him someday. Thank you.